Blog Talk Radio.
Me here, you there, Taínos everywhere, Tagüey. That's right, not much of Tagüey here in New York City. Today's been a rainy day here in Lenni Lenape territory. It is March 25th, 2023. Once again, I'd like to thank Edwin Cedeño, the late warrior. Edwin Cedeño for his beautiful war song. Let me tell you, Guasavara. In this context, in Taíno Radio, it's a non-violent approach to learning what it is to be Taíno. Also, what it is to express yourself as a Taíno. In this show, I'd like to thank all the people who came on Zoom Fridays, Taíno Radio, for the last, I would say, the last 8-9 weeks. We've been getting together and learning the creation stories and the sacred texts of our ancestors, even though they did not write them, since they did not have a written tradition, but a oral tradition. And this is why Zoom Fridays was so important, to teach orally, to reflect together as a people, to understand our ancestral worldview. Man, I just want to, you know, last night was the first time in, I would say, 9 weeks that we did not have a gathering. And I just like to give a shout out to all the people who were on Taíno Radio Zoom. And man, we had a good time. A lot of great insights, a lot of great discussions on what it is to be a Taíno. And also to just reflect on what our ancestors understood, what they understood as a people, as an ancient community. There's still much to learn. Unfortunately, since we didn't have written traditions, not that easy like in a lot of other traditions, but hey, our indigenous values is based on oral tradition, passing it down. Word of mouth, from father to son, mother to daughter, parents to children, grandparents, elders, to all that will listen. And I tell you, it was not easy. It was not easy. I'm going to invite some folks in the future who were part of those Zoom calls and to share their opinions, to share their insights. And that's going to be in future shows. Also, I'm going to have a future show with some Taíno folk to explain what it is for them to be Taíno. And we're going to have Banasiraha, we're going to have Anani, and then we're going to have some archive sound bites from the late Datayare Melendez from Nahuake, and also a former co-hostess of Nahuake Radio. It's very important to practice what we preach. We as Taíno, we believe in ancestral veneration. So that's one thing I'm going to bring to Taíno Radio, ancestral veneration. Yare, who's in the spirit world, will be sharing her knowledge and her positive energy. Just want to bring that out there to the universe. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out to the Fort Washington Collegiate Church here in Washington Heights, Lenape Territory. I think, we got a call here. And who is this from? I have no idea, but I can't take the call right now. I'm sorry. How dare they call during Taino Radio? But check this out, man. So, yeah, so a little special shout out to the Christian community out there. And also the, I will call them the intertribal community, because there's many, many different nationalities, ethnicities that go to Collegiate Church. And they wanted this spring to invite the Taino Caribbean indigenous community to share a spring equinox ceremony. And this is what we did. And man, it was slamming. It was fun. And now, you know, they want us back for different activities. And we're going to go back, you know. And I invite any Taino out there who's listening in Taino world in New York City, both in my tribe, the Arayeke Yukayek, or any tribe, any Yukayeke out there in New York City, please come on out. They're calling for Taino representation. Washington Heights is one of the biggest Dominican community. Also, we have Borinqueños from Borinque. We have Cubans. We have Jamaicans. Listen, Washington Heights is a great spot for indigenous Caribbean culture. So Taino Radio will be spearheading a lot of activities out there. So I'd like to thank, you know, come on out. Thank you for listening always in Taino Radio. I see the subscribers from all throughout the galaxy that we call planet Earth, our mother. And thank you. Thank you, Japan, Australia. I see England. I see Ireland. Wow, I see Brazil. I see all the Caribbean islands represented, Canada, Turtle Island, North America. I see all you listeners out there. Thank God that Black Talk Radio takes good statistics, so this is how I know. You can always catch Taino Radio on blacktalkradio.com/ICR Radio, ICR, Indigenous Caribbean Radio. Listen, I just want to share a song that kind of brings to light what it means to be a Taino, what it means to be Caribeño, and what it means to be a healer. How about that? A healer. We're all called to be healers. Why? Because the person next to us needs our positive energy and positive presence. So don't let anyone fool you. You have the medicine to help heal others. So this is another song by the late Edwin Cedeño, a man who taught me so many things about the power of the Mayawakan and the flute. Hey, take it away. This is the medicine song. past one of the great all-time songs, the medicine song. We're all called to be healers. Why is that? Because, hey, with the creator, creatress, our sacred mom and dad, if they created us, right, and we come from this power source, and why, you know, we possess this power. We possess this medicine to cure, to do what we need to do to help other people. Well, we got a special guest at this time. That's right. It's a very important representative of the Taino people, not just in Borinquen, but also Quisqueya, /ID, and the diaspora. Let's see who you are. This is amazing. Hold on. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Can you hear? Wait, who is this person?
I wasn't sure if you were talking about me.
What you mean? Hold on. Wait, you got...
I thought I heard another voice. I wasn't sure if it was my cue.
Wait a minute. Let's start this again. All the way from the island of Quisqueya, Borinquen, and the diaspora. What's your name?
Anani Tagwe.
There you go. Welcome back to Taino Radio, man. How you doing?
I'm great. I mean, that was just great right there, that sound effect.
What sound effect?
That was a nice
hey, wait a second. Well, you know, you've been a guest and you've been a hostess in past shows, both in Spotify. Actually, you can find TainoRadio.com on Spotify under that name, mm-hmm. TainoRadio.com, and you've been on that show. And then
yep.
Here we go. You are also on Taino Radio and BlockTalkRadio.com. Man, what's going on out there where you at?
Nothing much. I mean, I'm over here still, like, healing 100%, trying to get back to normal. I just fought off a stomach virus, so, you know.
Oh, that's not very pretty. That's not good, right? Those stomach virus, those little bugs, you know. They drive our intestinal system not so
yeah.
Hot, right? Oh,
but I
man.
Try and get some fresh air.
Oh, you did. Wait a minute. I promise that was not me. Sometimes the bash here gets a little haunted. But
oh,
I guess
wow.
Taino Radio is happy. I guess Taino Radio is happy you went out to get some fresh air. Oh, man. Tell me. So what did you encounter today as you took your walk?
I saw a lot of dogs. It was raining, but it wasn't cold. It was very nice. It was perfect weather, actually. And I don't know, just another nice day in the city.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. You know, we put out a flyer recently. Wait, excuse me. My throat's giving me a little problems here. I'm also
mm-hmm.
recovering from bronchitis, asthma. It's crazy. This winter, like, it doesn't want to leave. What do you think about that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, actually, I know a lot of people are still recovering from colds and stuff that they got, like, months ago. It's like the COVID long, but it's not COVID. It's like, you know, you just get the long overdue of whatever the cold is.
Yeah, back in the day, we called it winter long. Damn it.
Winter long.
That, what's that animal called that comes out every, the groundhog? It messed up this year. Lied. How dare it?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it have a shadow this year or something like that?
Yeah, it's caught shadow.
That's not right, man. I know Sunday, last Sunday, we all got together, some of us, at the Fort Washington Collegiate Church, and you were there, right? What you thought about that day? I know it was freezing, though, but go ahead.
Oh, man, it was such a good day. It was freezing, but, you know, it was worth it, seeing everybody all together from the church and just from, you know, the indigenous community. It was really beautiful, honestly.
Yeah, man, I'm getting some coffee. I'm sorry about that if I coughed in your face. Oh, man. But, yeah, it was freezing. It was a freeze. I think it was one of the coldest days in the spring, right? I mean, spring came.
Yeah. It was also just really random because the weather was nice before that. It just randomly hit.
Yeah, I believe it went as low as 29 degrees. So, and it was windy, too. That's the problem. But, yeah, special shout-out to Fort Washington Collegiate Church. And you represented us at Taino Radio and Taino Community. You represented us. You went to the church service while we were setting up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do you thought about the church service?
Oh, my gosh. I think that was probably one of the best masses that I've been in a while. And I was just going to say what's so great about this collegiate church is that they're very fond about you know, social justice and people's rights. So I love that they incorporate modern, like, real-life struggles, and they relate to it with biblical text and, like, biblical, you know, issues. And it was so cool to see it come together and preaching and worshiping about it. It was really beautiful. It was really cool.
That's good. Well, publicly, I'd like to thank you for representing us at the service, you know, Taino culture and Taino Radio. It's not easy, man. It's not easy doing that, because especially with the history of the church, Christian church and indigenous history. Even today, there's a big struggle on what it means to be a traditional indigenous person and also being a Christian or being a Muslim or being whatever, Mormon. You know, it's a big struggle when it comes to identity and culture.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I definitely, especially with the indigenous community, it's kind of hard to look at the church and other, like, religions. But, I mean, I feel like it's also so differently. Life for everybody works so differently. So I feel like everyone's going to go down their own path, no matter where they come from, how they grew up. And honestly, if it works for you, it works for you, you know. I kind of have a personal connection to the church because that's where I learned about music. That's where I learned how to sing classically, and that's where I got my classical voice from. So I've had a deep connection with church and members of the church since I was little, you know. And I feel like it's also just a full circle moment because I came back to that church worshiping later on as an adult now. So
I just want, that's great, thank you for sharing that, because I think it's important that and I want to address this in future shows, this whole sense of ethnicity versus, say, religious identity or spirituality. And I think that's very important to talk about ethnicity being Taino and healing from the trauma of the past, intergenerational trauma. But one thing I noticed, did you notice it when you went to the church there, the community there? It's very mixed ethnicities, right?
Yeah, it's very, very diverse.
Yeah, and it was great to see an African American woman as the Dominique, Reverend Dominique. She was the interim pastor there, so that was nice having a woman lead the service, and she came to give a blessing, right? She gave a blessing outside. For all you that don't know, Fort Washington and the Collegiate Church in general, what happened was they have their roots in the Dutch Church, which became the Dutch Reformed Church here in America, and then it became the Collegiate Church. And what happened was that in 1992 they asked for forgiveness, and the Lenin and Napi people, Ramaphosa came in 1992, the Museum of American Indian, and the church asked for forgiveness, and they were accepted, you know, and it was a great ceremony. So from 1992, there were a lot of different programs that I participated in with Intersections Church downtown. Yeah. So this was, and unfortunately, that program is no longer in existence, but this is the first attempt in a long time having indigenous peoples gather with the church here, Fort Washington. So it was fun, right? It was good, man. We all had fun. We were freezing, but we had fun.
It was really nice. We should do it again.
Well, they invited us back to do some programming, and hopefully, you know, we can do some stuff for the Taino community, for indigenous community. You know, we're in early planning stages. They wrote me early this week about that. But they're just happy.
Oh, great.
You know? Yeah, they're just happy about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like to thank you. I was very proud of you. You were part of that. You represented us.
Yeah.
You know, you also earned your feather, right? You earned your feather. You earned another feather.
I did get my eagle
feather. There you go, man. So that's great. Got to wear with honor and pride, right? You're the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a birthday coming up soon, right?
Yep, big 21.
Oh, wait a minute, 21? Hey, hold on. Stop the press. Wait, so you're going to be, when are you going to be 21? In April, right?
April 24th.
Okay, that's great. Oh, we have to have a Taino radio party for you that night, all right? Or something.
With DJ
Sanakori,
yes.
That's right. We'll go live with DJ Sanakori and Anani. How about that? We got to make sure to bring plenty of flowers and plenty of water, and we're going to be good.
Listen, right? How did the Taino celebrate birthday? Happy birthdays?
Well, let me tell you something. Let me go back to the time machine here. I believe the... They took the sweet potato, the batata, and they crushed it, and they made a nice budin, and then they nice pudding, and then what they did was they created a nice birthday cake made out of sweet potato, right? And then when
that
the
sounds good.
As you know, I'm making this up, but no. But I think that's a cool thing, having a birthday cake that has made out of batata, right? Sweet potato.
Yeah, because it kind of has already that sweet tanginess. So, I mean, if there's sweet potato pie, you can make a cake out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the – wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the press. Doesn't the Filipinos have a similar – you know, they use it in their desserts. They use a sweet potato. Purple,
they
right?
They do, yeah.
What is that called, that purple – sweet potato. I forgot what it's called.
Taro.
Huh?
Taro.
There you go. So guess what? Taino Radio, we're going to do a fundraiser. We're going to make these batata cakes. How about that? Hey, you heard it here first, like people. You heard it here first. Well, guess what? This is going to be ahead of your birthday. And Taino Radio likes to thank you for your participation. This song is especially for you. We'll be dancing to the drummer's beat on April 24th, 2023, for Ani will be turning, the new co-hostess of Taino Radio, will be turning 21. There you go, man. What do you think?
Honestly, that was the whole vibe. Thank you.
No problem. So listen, the show, this is a quick show. I just like to was giving a shout out for those who entered Zoom Fridays, and I'll bring them on. I'll be bringing them on the show in the future to share what they learned. And you got representative right here, Anani Ramos, a future co-hostess of the show. And listen, once again, I'd like to thank you for joining us. And I think that's super cool. What do you think about that?
Thank you so much for having me, Sanaf Gori. This was great. Yeah. Stay tuned for everybody who didn't show up to the Spring Equinox Indigenous Collegiate Church event. Stay tuned to come through again, because honestly, it's something that you don't want to miss out on. And it's just a great way to, well, I think that's what's so important in today's time. Like, people are so stuck on, you know, burdens and kind of disconnecting with people and spreading more hate, especially here in the United States. I think we should just focus on what the power we can have, which is unifying with people. So, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yo, yeah. Thank you for that. No. That's a great message. You know, we got to look for the common denominator, not the difference. I mean, the division that separates us, right?
Yes.
That's cool. Well, I like to end the show with one of the original songs of this radio show, and it was created by composed by Anani Ramos. Wait a minute, that's you? Wait a minute, hold on. All right, everyone, stay tuned for future shows. We're coming at you. Peace out.